This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I was hoping to chat with our engineer during the top of the hour broadcast commercials and news. Do we have Parker Stevens with us? Yeah. He was going to call in. He was. Let me tell you about Parker Stevens. Now, I got a call this week at home, and this gentleman said, "What time's your meetup in Springfield?" And I said, "Oh, geez, you know, we haven't had meetups for a while, and we've had them every Friday for years, and then we had them, you know, on Mondays." And then I had to explain to him that, you know, I reluctantly did it, but I said, "Geez, I feel really terrible that, you know, you're coming from way out of state and you want to come to a meetup, and it sure be wonderful to meet you in Springfield, Missouri, but we haven't had them." And then I told him the story about how Dr. Norman Shealy wanted to demonstrate medical healing remotely, so he brought his equipment in, his electronic equipment, to measure, you know, heart rates and things like that. And so he did this, and he proved that it worked. He got volunteers from our class, from the meetup class, and he demonstrated this from a person who was healing, lowering blood pressure and things like that in another room. And so, as a result of that, the class saw it. And then Dr. Shealy does not like to drive, you know, in the dark. So he, you know, left maybe 7 o'clock that evening after his demonstration and seminar. And the group decided that they didn't like that. Then they took a vote to ban Dr. Shealy from the USA Prepares meetup. And I was like outraged. Like, who do these students think they are, banning senior, we'll call Dr. Shealy, certainly a senior instructor, but senior counsel here at USA Prepares? So they banned him. Well, my outrage was certainly not unanswered. And so the group decided to ban me, too. So we have. So I was banned from my own meetup by the people who we were helping. And that, you know, it goes to show you that no good deed goes unpunished. And I decided that. What was I thinking, trying to help people? You know, I didn't charge people to come to the meetups. I volunteered my time. It cost me money to go there. And I was given a free dinner, you know, for bringing all of my meetup group to the restaurant. They gave me a free dinner, but I wouldn't accept it. So what I did was I had a raffle, and we passed out raffle tickets, which I bought. And I gave away my free dinner, which they never even really knew that it was my free dinner. But I gave away my free dinner every meetup to one of them. And how could this possibly happen? How is it possible that our meetup group would determine that free medical advice 4 times a year from Dr. Norman Shealy, free diagnoses of their aches and pains, deserved throwing Dr. Norman Shealy overboard? How is that possible? Dr. Shealy's been with us for as long as I've been broadcasting. 6 years. That's what they did. And they threw me overboard, too. And I just can't believe it. Now, these are the same people. It sounds like I'm just kind of whining. I'm not whining. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to explain what people are really like. I'm trying to explain that if you think there are going to be people who are out there for you in your time of need, and before your time of need, they say, yeah, we're with you. We're with you. You know, we're alongside you. We're behind you. I think the expression might be, we're behind you 110% or 200%. I mean, how's that possible? But, you know, that's what they claim. Well, I can tell you that I very rarely see it. I'm straining my brain trying to think of one instance where I've seen it. Well, so the story goes on. Of course, Dr. Shealy and I are banned from our own meetups, and we decided that, you know, we're not doing them anymore. Well, during one of the meetups, there was a man who needed some help. And let me tell you the beginning of the story first. So for, 5 years or so, I would say to the meetup group, I'm glad you're all here. Now, it seems like we're all in this together, right? Right. Yep. Well, what if one of us were in need? Would the rest of us come to that person's rescue? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh, sure. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep. Well, one night, you know, after me saying that, roughly every 3 months, just to get a handle that, yeah, we're still in this together. Some were lived on farms, some lived in town, some lived in apartments, some shared living arrangements with other people. Different walks of life, all very bright people, no question about it. All researchers, keyboard warriors, people who would read the news and report the news. And I would give everyone an opportunity at every meetup to share whatever they thought we needed to know about. So everybody had a chance at the microphone if he or she wanted it. It was kind of a no rules meetup. And I would have a seminar prepared every single time, and we would have instructors who would make presentations at these seminars every week. You've heard the names. Larry Nichols. He was with us many times there, via Skype. Aaron Dakins, via Skype, GCN broadcaster. John Reagan was there in person. Dr. Shealy was there in person. Dr. Joel Wallach was there in person many times. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein. As a matter of fact, almost every one of your instructors was at one meetup at least. We've had as many as 300 people at a meetup, and most of them were instructors at one time, you know, like before an expo. What happened was, there was this guy. I liked this guy, middle-aged guy, clean cut, kind of looked like a cowboy, just kind of like a cowboy. And I said to him one night at the meetup, "So where do you live?" He pointed out the window, and he said, "Out there. Over there." And I was trying to figure out what that meant. Does that mean north? Does that mean, what does that mean? So I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "In my van." I said, is there anything we can do to help you? Now I'm paraphrasing. This was probably a year and a half ago at least. And he said, it'd be nice to have a home base, a place to park, you know, rather than finding different parking lots every night. So he's a former truck driver, retired, gave presentations at the meetups. He wasn't just some guy that would sit down with us and have a cup of coffee and, you know, a salad or a meal. He was an active participant. He would communicate effectively. Very, very bright and articulate. Clean cut. He didn't look homeless. You know, if a member of the meetup group were asked, okay, here's a sheet of paper. Write down the homeless person who's in this room. He would not be selected. So he told me that he'd like to have a home base, and what he would do is help maintain wherever it was that he would park his van. He didn't want anything but a parking space. That's all. He didn't want to move in, didn't want to use the laundry, didn't want to use the shower, didn't want a bedroom, just needed a place to park. So I mentioned to the group that one of us, you know, has this situation. I didn't say who. And he could use a place to call his base of operations. He wasn't running a business. He just wanted a place to park and sleep that was the same place night after night after night. Well, of all these people who have been to the meetup year after year after year after year, who affirmed an oath, almost, that they would, you know, come to the rescue of us should one of us need help. Nobody. Nobody would help them. Now, you might ask, Vinny, why didn't you help him? Well, he wanted to be in Springfield Village. He didn't want to be out in the middle of nowhere. But he said, you know, he'd be, if it were a farm, you know, near Springfield, that would work. I'm an hour away from Springfield. So, nobody would help him. What I'm trying to say, class, is you just might be on your own. You just might be on your own. Actually, yeah, I would say you are on your own. So keep that in mind. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Very good. We'll talk about shit
tonight. Okay.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, you're hearing this live. And you know, USA prepares just like no safety net whatsoever. And something happened, I'm not sure what. Parker Stevens was scheduled to be with us today, and we were going to talk about survival kits and what you need in them, and you know, when you're traveling. I mean, there's so many situations where it's necessary to be prepared. Like, for example, in the trunk of my old 1996 Mercedes diesel, you know, I've got water, I've got food, I've got blankets, I've got sockets and wrenches and breaker bars, jumper cables, oil, you know, pretty much everything I think I might need, including extra serpentine belt and extra idler pulley for the serpentine belt, you know, the water pump and the air conditioning compressor and fan and those kinds of things, alternator. So I've got everything I could think of that might fail. And we were going to talk about those kinds of things. Now, here's who we are here at USA Prepares. During the last break we had, I asked Patrick, our engineer, to call Parker Stevens. I gave him his number, and he made several phone calls, and couldn't get through to Parker Stevens. And I hope Parker Stevens is okay. He's a nice guy. And he was going to be on for the very first time today, and I haven't heard from him. So maybe something, you know, serious happened. I hope that's not the case. I hope he's okay. But I don't know. So who's Patrick? Well, Patrick is our engineer.
Yep.
And Patrick said, I'll be your guest. Now, that's who we are here at USA Prepares. You know, those of us who are serious about preparedness, and we are, my number is 1 in 1,000. So here, Patrick and I have never broadcast together, never worked together other than him being the engineer and talking for a couple minutes, you know, before a broadcast. That's it. And he jumped at the chance to be on the air. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
That is, you know, it is so kind.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I can hear you just great. So I want to thank you. And class, let me tell you, the broadcast engineers are critical, vital in what we do here. As a matter of fact, Patrick, last night I was talking to the chief engineer, George,
okay,
at GCN.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he is a really cool guy. And I was explaining to him how much I appreciate what you guys do who engineer the daily broadcast with me. And he thought that was kind of nice that I was thanking him for your service. And yeah. I meant it. Well, here's what happened. So I said, George, I know you're really busy. I mean, I know you're really, really busy. How'd you like to come on the air with me one day and talk about how this broadcast network works? You know, somebody calls up. Where do they go? Where do they end up? How does it work? How do I answer the call from my end here, you know, 1,000 miles away? How does that happen? What happens with the signal? How does it get on the internet? How does it get on the listen line? You know, how does all this happen? What about the delay? You know, is there a delay?
Yeah. There's
and you know what he said?
Delay. What did he say? Yeah.
Well, I was kind of impressed. He said, yeah, let's do it. Can you imagine? Like, he's one of the most busy guys there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And he said he's a night owl. He works, you know, really late at night because he's the guy that makes sure all the commercials get inserted in the right place, the right frequency, the right days. They start at the right time, they end at the right time, all those things, right?
He programs things and, like, builds all the stuff. And, like, I don't know if you've seen pictures of the studio, but it's pretty amazing. And it's all, like, his, like, big project. It's really impressive. From, like, building if there's something missing between two audio components, like, making it so they can interact and, like, soldering all the stuff down to, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that's like a playlist that I'm looking at now that brings us into breaks and stuff, like, yeah, he built that program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which...
It just launched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The software launched it. Well, Patrick and I will be right back. Let's talk a little bit about what you do and how it works.
Okay.
Patrick, engineer at GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Yeah, educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, so this is USA Prepares. I'm Patrick Allen. I'm here with Vincent Finelli on his show, USA Prepares. We're just talking during the break. And that's all I got, Vince. I just hit a Can't you know, do you as well as you can.
I said to Patrick during the break, he and I were chatting, you know, on the back channel. I said, and by the way, we've never met each other. And this is the most, the amount of time that Patrick and I are spending with you today, I mean, so far, is the most we've ever spent. So this is all off the cuff, and there's no script. And this is radio without a safety net. And so one of the things that I asked Patrick to do during the break, I said, how would you like to take us back from the break? Why don't you do it? I said, okay. So was that a first, Patrick?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you. When first thing in the morning, and let me explain what happens from my perspective. I come into the studio an hour early. The studio is at my farmhouse, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors in front of me, multiple keyboards, a mixer with sliders, a couple JBL speakers, a stereo system that lets me play the broadcast during the commercial so I don't have to have the headphones on. I've got a headphone amplifier. It's made by a company called Behringer.
Yep.
It's got four channels. I have two of them in case the first one breaks, seriously. And I have a network switch. I have a Gentner device so I can answer the phone. And I've got some power switches and a telephone and a microphone on a boom. That's what I have in front of me. And so I come into the studio an hour early at least, and I set up the computers, get everybody powered up, and I do my finalization of my broadcast notes, the things that I'd like to talk about. If it's Dr. Joel Wallach, for example, as in hour number one, I will have my questions from the week, and I will have them compiled into a final list, and I will have them ready, okay? And typically I make sure that the instructors are going to be here, and I did today for our instructor who was Parker Stevens, and I made sure he was going to be here, and something happened, because I don't leave things to chance. You know, I talked to them. I even called before the broadcast started, well over an hour before he was going to be on, to let him know that, you know, today's the day, and just a reminder. And so something happened, and I'm very concerned about it. But, you know, that's what I do. Now, at exactly 9 a.m. Central Time, I'm talking about to the second, I click one of the screens with my mouse to say connect.
Yep.
To GCN. I connect. And that is about within a minute or so of that time, I hear the voice of the engineer. Now, the engineer is doing two things simultaneously. One, he's going to say, hey, Vinny, stand by. I've got your instructor on the line. He's setting up. So can you share with us from your perspective, Patrick, at exactly 9 o'clock, what happens from your perspective, or maybe before 9 o'clock?
Well, I finish up my cigarette, and then I come back downstairs. Hopefully a cup of coffee is still warm. And then I don't know. It's, I pull up the screen where I can see your callers and, punch in their information as they call in, and, pull up the, media statistics to see the, how the signal is coming in, if there's any problems that come up, and then, see, I have you up in the queue so that we can talk, like, before the show. Then basically watch the clock, and as the bumper rolls in, then just bring you up, and then stop the list that has all of the steps of what's going to happen next, where there's, like, the commercials or the end bumper or whatever else. Have the traffic up to about halfway so that...
Now, tell me, when you say traffic, explain to like our class what that
like what's gonna be happening next, whether it's a bumper or it's a commercial or something like that.
Okay. Now, a bumper, would you explain, would you say that's our announcer that says,
like the intro?
Now, Vincent Finelli.
Right. And the music that goes along with that. And, yeah, like the intros and outros and stuff. Different hosts have their own intro music, theme songs and stuff. Yeah.
Now, why do we use introductions to the time that we're going to broadcast? So, for example, let's say the broadcast, we're going to start 7 minutes after the hour. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's say it's news and commercials at the top of the hour from 00 to 07.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Why do we have a bumper or an intro?
Well, it serves a few different purposes. It's kind of like if you're playing music and you have things mapped out, instead of like on a clock, you have it like, you know, 8 bars or 16 bars, and you're playing in a band, and so everybody needs a cue of like, we're going to start at this time, this part, and then the next part rolls around and this is going to signal to everyone to switch to this other part. It's like that, so that everyone can be on the same page. It also serves the purpose with the listener of like, oh, a new thing is happening. That's much different than, you know, the top of the hour news or the commercials. It's like, this is this specific person with their own content and their own flavor. And so, yeah.
So you're sitting in the studio. You and I happen to be in Studio 3, although I'm remote from Studio 3. You're in Studio 3.
Yeah.
What do you have in front of you? What kind of equipment do you have in front of you?
Two computers, really pretty Allen & Heath mixer.
It's top of the line.
Got a lot of channels. It's a GL 2800. You can look that up on Google Images. I really like looking at it. I like coming into work, and I get to play with this all day. And then it's broadcast in mono, so I've got two speakers. One is coming from the ceiling. The other is just off to my right. The one that's in the ceiling is what's going on the air, and the one that is to my right is the cue, so like I can talk with you and hear you, and that's coming out of the cue speaker, like if it's during a break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two computers, and then the like call center thing off to my left. We've got a telephone and then a second telephone that has like six columns of buttons, like one to have someone on hold, one to have someone on the air, and one to drop the call. And then next to that we have the stack of compressors, and an old ISDN machine for, I don't know if I'd be able to explain that too well. That's basically what's in front of me. And then the rest of the studio, I'm still understanding how that all goes together, but it's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Well, and you do a fabulous job, and you know, it's kind of this will be embarrassing, class, but I'll say it anyway. Embarrassing for me. So sometimes I'll be connecting at top of the hour, and I'll say, "I'm here," and you know, that's the first thing I say, and that probably now that I know how it works, and I just heard it when you did, so that probably gets heard, you know, throughout the Studio 3, you know, Vinny saying that. And now sometimes our engineer may not be there, may be called away to another studio helping, you know, set up another broadcast or something like that. And then so Vinny does this thing. He says, it happens a lot, you know, when I don't get an immediate response, I'll say something like, "Oh, I guess I'm not supposed to be here today. I'm off today, right?" Yeah. That's it. I'm off today. And I'm hoping that somebody goes, no, dude, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's pretty normal, though, like for a host to, be talking and making their presence known, and for an engineer to not be there right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, that's kind of funny, like the whole thing, like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be here today, but... No, that's normal. Some hosts are pretty obnoxious about it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Wow.
They like attention. Maybe that's why they got into radio. I get it.
Well, you know, there's no reason to be obnoxious or anything but pleasant to the guy who's the other half of the broadcast. I mean,
yeah, not everyone gets that. It's fine. We all, respond to that accordingly.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you have a mute button?
Yeah.
For them?
Yeah. Also, like, it only matters so much because this is just a job. I mean, like, if a host is going to be obnoxious or rude, I'm still going to do my job. You know?
Yeah.
It's not really...
Well, you're extremely professional. Well, let me ask you this. So, a call comes in.
Yes.
You know, I give out the phone number at the beginning of the broadcast. I'll say, there's a call in line. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. I'll repeat it. And so, the phone rings. What do you do at that point when the phone rings?
Put them on hold. And in your case, let them know. Let you know that they're there.
Okay, and then do you ask them, where are you calling from, what's your name, and what's this about?
Yeah, it usually has to do with what information the host wants about their guests. Some it's like how they're listening, you know, et cetera.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at KDArmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, this is really fun for me. Patrick is with us. He's a broadcast engineer at GCN. And we realized that our instructor wasn't going to be here for the broadcast. And Patrick said, you know, I can do it. And so here he is, and we're talking about how it works. So, Patrick, a call comes in,
This is more interesting, though. You had said during the break that the moon landing was a hoax?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Like,
okay.
How do you mean?
Well, all right. I taught a class in Virginia in 1993. And my class was selected by the Department of Education to take over the Department of Education's space at the State Fair in Richmond, Virginia. So I had my students, and my students comprised a very interesting class. We manufactured computers in my class, and we sold them, and it was huge. I mean, the classroom was not just a classroom. It was like the size of a gymnasium. It's the largest room in the school. And just to give you a sense of size and scope, we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of our classroom the very first year. So it was a big deal. U.S. congressman came to the class. He heard about it. We didn't say, hey, you think we get a congressman here to see what we're doing? No, he heard about us. We were on the Virginia News Network. We were on the 6 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news. We were on the radio. People were very interested in what we were doing. So we were selected by the Department of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia to be at the State Fair. And my class was different. I required that all my students wear uniforms and dress, the same, because we were selling $1,000 worth of computers to each customer, you know, computer, printer, software, add it all up, and it was about $1,000. Well, maybe a little less, but not much less. And so I required that they be professional. Part of the training was I'd leave them alone. I'd say, I'll be right back. And I'd be back in a half an hour. Or I'd say, I'll be gone for a half an hour, and I'd be right back. So I kept my students on edge all the time. So part of that training was to prepare them for thinking on their feet and making decisions on their own without me telling them what to do. So one of the things I would do is I'd go down to the end of the hall where there was a NASA exhibit, and there were these poster-sized photographs. And, you know, I was in my instructor's uniform for the school. And I would look at these photographs, and one of the employees came up to me, a woman dressed in uniform. She said, she was watching me look at them, and I was looking at them intently, staring at each one for a long time. And she kind of thought that was unusual. And she said to me, they're really something, aren't they? And I said, they are. They are. But it's a fake. And she said, what makes you say that? Now, this is not a poster. This is a photograph, okay? A very large photograph. Not a lithograph, a photograph. And I said, well, if you look right here, you see the astronaut allegedly on the moon, on the surface of the moon. And if you look right here in the gold reflective foil of his helmet lens, see that spot right there? That's the photographer. He doesn't have a spacesuit on. And I said, let's look at this one. It's true. You can find this on the internet. It's true. You can go to Moon Landing Hoax, and you'll see these images I'm talking about. And I said, okay, so let's go to this next one. And there was the lunar lander.
Yeah.
And the lunar lander, you know, has these pads, these disc-shaped pads. So this lander would allegedly use thrust, compressed gas, to slow the descent of the lunar lander to the moon surface. And I said, have you seen that? See these pads? There's no dust on them. Now, the moon's gravity is 1/6 that of Earth, and there's not much moisture there. So if you were to get some of the moon dust and try to make a snowball kind of thing out of it, you can't, because there's not enough moisture to hold it together. So if these reverse thrust gas jet engines are blasting downward, there'd be dust everywhere. It would be suspended for months. Now, did somebody dust off these pads? Because there's no dust on them. Okay, that's a good point. And then the went to the next one. I said, see this astronaut? He's tethered out here. They're doing a flyby, and he's tethered to the spacecraft. And he's in the foreground. The spacecraft is in the background. Who took the picture?
Oh, it was on one of the legs of the lunar module.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's it. Anyway.
Yeah. And she said, you're right. It was done at a stage. Years later, I just, by chance, met the guy who took the photographs in Houston. It's true.
Wow.
That it was it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Hey, Patrick, thanks for being with us.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.